Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with
yeah.
people in California. We're talking to people in California today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And in which state do you currently live?
California.
And in which county in California do you currently live?
Fresno.
Fresno. And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Almost in cell phone?
Yeah, regular calls from cell phone.
And are you, is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office, yes or no?
No.
And now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
87.
I'm sorry?
87.
87, okay, thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? It is Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native, or other race, not Easter?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
12.
And getting started first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Say it again.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or just somewhat?
However, strongly.
Strongly approve?
Yes.
And next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And if the election for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one, okay? Just four candidates. And the first one is Esmeralda Soria. Do you recognize the name?
Yes, I do.
Favorable or unfavorable impression of
Esmeralda Soria? Favorable.
Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Donald Trump?
No.
Unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And the last one, Joanna Garcia Rose. How would you rate Joanna Garcia Rose?
No.
Unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay, and now we're almost done. We're at 60%. Thank you so much for your time. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? I have homelessness, education, climate change, jobs and the economy, inflation and the cost of living, border security, abortion, taxes, healthcare, or crime and public safety. I know all are important, but the most important. I can repeat the list if you want.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I have homelessness, education, climate change, jobs and the economy, inflation and the cost of living, border security, abortion, taxes, healthcare, or crime and public safety.
Crime and public safety.
Okay, and thinking ahead to the November election on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? From 0 to 10.
Okay.
10?
I said okay.
Yeah, from 0 to 10. 10 means you're extremely interested in both, and 0, not at all. Which number?
10. Extremely interested.
And next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
And if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, a state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother?
No. Kamala Harris.
From a state assembly, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, will you vote for Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican?
Esmeralda.
For Esmeralda Soria, okay. And definitely or probably for the Democratic candidate, Esmeralda Soria?
Definitely.
And moving on, will you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously up on the growth track? In general. Right direction or growth track?
Say it again.
Will you say the economy is headed in the right direction or growth track? In general.
No. Yeah, no.
Right direction or growth track?
Did you say...
The economy. Would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously up on the growth track?
Yeah, no. It's not going in the right direction.
Growth track. Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, increase, decrease, or stay the same?
No.
The level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
Oh, no, increased.
Increased. Okay, and on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate, yes or no?
No.
And although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year, yes or no?
Yes.
And next, we're almost done. We're 75% again. Thank you for your kindness to help us. Your opinion is extremely important. I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during that campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. After hearing that, more likely or less likely to support her? Or the statement make no difference?
No.
No difference?
No. No.
Okay. And the next one, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. After hearing that, more likely to support her, less likely, or make no difference?
Mm-mm.
No difference?
No.
And the last three. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learned while in public office. More likely, less likely, or make no difference?
Mm-mm.
No difference?
No.
Okay, and the last two. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or make no difference? Hello?
Okay, so what?
After hearing that, more likely to support her, less likely, or the statement makes no difference. That Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
No.
No difference?
Not enough information.
And the last one, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia-Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or the statement makes no difference.
No.
Okay. And now that you have heard some more information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican?
Democrat.
And this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your help. I'd like to read you a few statements about the other candidate that you might hear about, Esmeralda Soria, during that campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. Okay? And we're done. The first one, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Bali residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. The last four, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislator raise the gas tax. The legislator agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, and the last three. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. More likely, less likely, or the statement makes no difference?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
And the last two, and we're done. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaigns ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. More likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
And the last one. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts.
My God, this is a lot. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for your patience. Your opinion is very important. This is basically the last part. Seriously. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. More likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Esmeralda Soria, no.
No difference?
No.
And now that you have heard some more information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, a state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother?
I would not vote for Esmeralda Soria. I don't give a shit. There you go.
If the election were held today, would you vote for Joanna Garcia-Rose or undecided?
I would not vote for Esmeralda Soria.
And what about Joanna Garcia-Rose?
I'm a Democrat, and I will not vote for her.
Okay, but Esmeralda Soria is Democrat, a state assembly member, and Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican. If the election were held today, who will you vote?
I don't have to make a decision right now.
Okay, and I have the last two questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm registered to vote. What do you want?
If you're registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or something else.
It doesn't matter. I'm registered to vote as American.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
I'm liberal.
And somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very.
And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
No, I don't. You know what? I think this is enough. That's enough. You're asking me a lot of questions.
We're 95%. This is just two more questions, please. And we're done.
No, I don't even know what the hell I'm answering you. Who are you and who are you?
I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And I assure that
I'm sorry, but gosh darn it. Gosh darn it.
Just two or three more questions, please, and we're done. Okay, so would you say, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life on the issue of
abortion? Doesn't matter. Decline.
Okay, and some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or will you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you will.
I'm not going to vote for a Republican. I don't know. What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear?
Will you or will you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes or no?
No, you're asking stupid. That's stupid. Like,
okay, I'm sorry. I need to read that paper. And we're almost done. Regardless of how you feel it today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Te pases. Okay, we're done with this conversation, okay?
But can you please tell me, from whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
What difference does it make?
I'm sorry?
What difference does it make? Who do you work for? Who do you work for and why are you calling me? Who are you?
I'm sorry, I'm not also that I don't influence your opinions. So this is basically the last question. Can you please help us out?
My opinion is I don't give a fuck about this conversation no more. I'm a fucking Democrat and don't call me no more, motherfucker. How about that with your survey?
Okay, thank you for taking the call.